This is NoNewsRadio.com.
If the person has violated law, the person will be taken care of.
This is the news summary for the week ending July 16, 2005. This week we look at ongoing investigations.
If these allegations are true, this rises above politics and is about our national security.
The investigation quite early led us to have concerns about the movements and activities of four men, three of whom came from the West Yorkshire area.
If the person has violated law, the person will be taken care of.
This week, two stories stood out from the rest. First, British authorities identified four suspects in the London Transit bombings that killed at least 50 and injured more than 700.
A lot of the people who join are relatively marginalized people, and joining these movements gives them a sense of identity, membership of a group, friendship. These are important bonds.
Then it was revealed that senior White House advisor Karl Rove was the source of information for a Newsweek reporter on the identity of a CIA agent.
I'm very shocked and I'm very angry that, as a Muslim, I can't understand how these people, they don't seem to practice the same Islam that I practice.
We have a responsibility to protect the American people against threats from any source.
A word of congratulations to our police and security services for the magnificent work that they have done. And as I saw for myself when I visited their joint operations, it is an extraordinary system they have in place and one that should give people a lot of heart and hope.
At the beginning of the 20th century, presidential candidate William Jennings Bryan had a number of hopes for the United States.
I can conceive of a national destiny which meets the responsibilities of today and measures up to the possibilities of tomorrow. Behold a republic standing erect while empires all around are bowed beneath the weight of their own armament.
The resolution is a disarmament resolution. That's what it is. It's a statement of intent to once and for all disarm Saddam Hussein.
We are actually sending out leaflets to mosques, basically telling people to cooperate with the police, keep an eye open for any extremist activity that they see.
The Iraqi regime has used diplomacy as a ploy to gain time and advantage.
People become attracted to these movements for a whole range of reasons. A lot of the people who join are relatively marginalized people, and joining these movements gives them a sense of identity, membership of a group, friendship. These are important bonds.
We have a responsibility to protect the American people against threats from any source.
It is an extreme and evil ideology whose roots lie in a perverted and poisonous misinterpretation of the religion of Islam.
I am insistent upon one thing about Iraq, and that is that Saddam Hussein disarm. That's what I'm insistent on. He agreed to do that, by the way. Saddam Hussein said he would disarm, and he hasn't.
What I want the Congress to know is that I am profoundly sorry for all I have done wrong in words and deeds.
Read my lips. No new taxes.
Steve, the resolution is a disarmament resolution. That's what it is. It's a statement of intent to once and for all disarm Saddam Hussein.
Mark Twain said something interesting. He said, "The radical of one century is the conservative of the next. The radical invents the views. When he has worn them out, the conservative adopts them."
I remember very well what was previously said, and at some point, I will be glad to talk about it, but not until after the investigation is complete.
This is not an isolated criminal act we are dealing with.
If these allegations are true, this rises above politics and is about our national security.
This is NoNewsRadio.com.